My first guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. We've asked him to talk about Friday's passage in the House of a revised $700 billion bailout package for the nation's beleaguered financial industry. That, of course, following rejection of a very similar proposal by the House just 4 days earlier. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You voted yes on Monday. You also voted yes here on Friday. Explain why you believe this was the right move.
Well, you know, I don't like this bill at all. It doesn't reflect what I would say is the solution to this, but I do think we have to act. And, you know, after you study the issue, we really are facing one of the more severe financial crises in my lifetime. And so I thought Congress had to act. And my thought is these bad loans really have infected, you know, too much of America's economy. In some ways, they threaten the world's economy. And my thought is if these Wall Street financial companies go down, our businesses and families in Texas and other parts of the country, they're going to get pulled down with them. So I voted to try to contain this as much as I can and hope we can protect our local communities.
Describe your district for our listeners a little bit and how you've personally seen the impacts of the current financial crisis among your constituents.
Well, our district is both suburban Houston and deep east Texas, rural parts, and then down near the coast got hit very hard by Hurricane Ike. So it's a good mix of Texans and Americans. You know, this plan is hugely unpopular. People are just furious about it, and I am too. But I talked to a woman, a worker, who had only had $15,000 in her savings, and she lost $8,000 of it in the last 2 weeks. Talked to a woman, stopped me as I was driving out of my neighborhood. She and her husband have a small business, and she said her good customers now can't get credit. And for the first time since they started their small business, they're truly frightened. And I think people are starting to realize this isn't just a Wall Street issue, that it's going to eventually, and maybe sooner rather than later, hurt them. And so I think that's one of the reasons I think some members of Congress changed their minds over the week.
Take us inside the conference, if you can, because I believe it was around 65 Republicans who voted for the plan on Monday, and now I think it was 91 who voted for it on Friday. What made the difference? Was it going back over the 2 days off to the districts and hearing the impact from the constituents?
Yes, it was. It was. The bill got slightly better, but it's still the same. The Senate actually caused problems by adding on all the tax stuff and the unrelated items. They shouldn't have done that, in my view. We should just vote straight up and down. But, yeah, it was still, people went home, people, it's again, very much opposed to it in your emails and your phone calls, but I think members heard from other people who actually are seeing a squeeze and are scared, and I think that had an impact.
In terms of the situation voters may have now, as you mentioned, it's still deeply unpopular for many people. They say, you know, government shouldn't get involved in this way. Some are even calling it socialistic. So especially during a campaign season, what do you tell them when they're that upset about the plan?
Well, you have to tell them, look, you didn't send me up there to be popular. You sent me up there to listen, do my homework, and make my best judgment. And in this case, you know, whether this proves to be right or wrong, I believe this is the best choice possible and that we needed to act. And so, and then all you can do is hope that they understand your reasonings for it and all. So, but it is a gamble. But again, you know, we're not sent up here to name post offices. We're sent here to take some tough stands, and this is one of them.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. And Congressman, you mentioned that you really don't like the provision, but it's the best option available at the moment. Was there any sort of more private sector approach that had any traction, even among Republican conference members, that you tried to get going, and it was just a matter that it wasn't enough support?
Yeah, well, I think we ran out of time. And Treasury, I think, was resistant to some of these options, but we proposed a plan where instead of using government or tax dollars to get those bad loans off the book, that we'd attract private capital with sort of an insurance plan that allow investors and community banks to buy these bad loans, work them, and hold them so they actually had value to them. And that option got put in the bill, but I suspect Treasury is not going to use it to the level that we would like to have happen. Also, we wanted to lower the tax that prevents companies from bringing all their profits from overseas back into the United States. We think there's about $350 billion, half the size of this bill, that we could have brought back to bring capital into the economy. That didn't get traction, but I still think it's a very good idea.
Congressman, we had two of your colleagues on yesterday, one who supported the revised bill, one who did not, and there was a bit of a disagreement over whether or not the taxpayers are going to see this money come back. One who's a former real estate attorney said, yeah, the fact that we're buying these things at devalued rates, eventually their value will go up and the taxpayers will benefit from that. The other said, no, the history of this, if you look at the SNL bailout and some other government intervention, shows the taxpayers don't end up getting it back. So what's your best expectation?
I'm always skeptical when government says, I'm going to use your tax dollars, you'll make a profit from it. I'm not so sure that will happen, but two things. If they do it right, I think most of that can be recouped. And the bill does have a provision that many push that says in 5 years, taxpayers haven't broken even. Whoever is president has to bring a plan back to Congress to have the financial firms make up that difference. Now, whether Congress addresses it or not, you know, I don't know, but at least they're forced to come back to try to make up the shortfall.
And Congressman, real quickly, we saw obviously the vice presidential debate on Thursday evening. When looking at the financial obstacles ahead of us, obviously you're supporting the Republican ticket. Why do you think they'd be a better steward of the economy?
Well, I think we've learned our lesson. I mean, we blew our majority because we didn't balance the budget. We weren't serious about earmarks and spending reforms. I think John McCain and Sarah Palin are dead serious about it, and they're going to drag some people who have supported that stuff in the past. I think they're going to hold everyone accountable. So I also thought she did a terrific job in the debate last night. So I just think they're the right pair. They really are going to shake up Washington, and I'm looking forward to it.
And as we let you go, does this passage of the bill today pretty much free up for the campaign, or is there still significant business to do before you get to go home?
No, we've got about 5 minutes of business left. It's been a very unproductive Congress, unfortunately, but we're going to go start work not just on campaigning, but on this offshore energy. Now that the ban is gone, we want to accelerate it so that we can get those leases going. So our biggest challenge right now is to start cutting through that red tape and let's start exploring some more.
Well, plenty to talk about in the last 4.5 weeks before the election. Congressman, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks,
with us.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He sits on the House Ways and Means Committee, and this is Dateline Washington.